This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack will testify before the Senate Agriculture Committee starting this hour for more on the baby formula shortage investigation. President Trump confirmed in a statement Wednesday that he still intends to speak at an annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, which is set to take place in Houston later this week. Singer of American Pie Don McLean was scheduled to perform at the NRA event. He pulled out after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. The NRA's annual convention will take place from May 27th through the 29th. Texas Governor Greg Abbott Wednesday on the Uvalde shooter and his social media postings.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Student and youth organizers for the March of Our Lives gun control movement are planning nationwide protests following the Texas elementary school shooting, including a march on Washington, D.C. on June 11th. Organizers and activists plan to meet with lawmakers in the Capitol from June 7th to June 10th and push for universal background checks. March for Our Lives has several other protests planned around the country, from San Francisco, California to Greenville, South Carolina. There's a problem with signatures in Michigan politics.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including 4 of 9 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. A 10th candidate withdrew from the race on Monday. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers, which will accept or deny those signatures, will meet on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The unmanned Boeing Starliner space capsule landed in the New Mexico desert Wednesday, completing a 6-day mission with a trio of parachutes and airbags that cushioned the landing. The landing was the last step of a crucial test for Boeing and NASA, which required the aerospace company to prove it could safely fly the vehicle to the station and back autonomously before allowing it to fly astronauts. A Boeing spokesperson said on the live broadcast that the landing was a bullseye landing. Should be noted, in reality, it was 3/10 of a mile off its intended target. As the nation mourns for Uvalde, Texas, how do we prevent another such event? Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News Thursday morning.
This could have been prevented on so many different levels. I think social media, which is so good at scrubbing things that they think are socially unacceptable, completely missed the mark on this one. We have law enforcement that was placed, a safety officer that was at the school that was unable to stop the shooter. And then when law enforcement got there, It took 40 minutes to enter into that room, and I think that's probably because of the tactics that are being used are old tactics. When someone comes into a room and they're shooting young people like this, or anybody in a mass shooting scenario, you're supposed to rush to that and engage that shooter as quickly as you can to eliminate that threat.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us now, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I have a big question. I mean, school shootings have been going on, it just seems like, you know, for the last 20 years or so, right? I mean, what are we, stupid? We can't figure this out as to what the heck is going on. We're continuing to allow this stupidity to, you know, cost the lives of kids. I would dare say that, you know, if one of Joe Biden's grandchildren or Nancy Pelosi's grandchildren, Barack Obama's kids were in one of those schools, I would think that they'd be highly protected. But I guess for the common citizen, they should be left defenseless and be like fish in a barrel to be shot at, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you make a good point there. Obviously, many of the kids of the elite have protection. They go to schools, private schools that don't have federal mandates. You're absolutely right. The shootings that occur are largely, whether it's at schools or not, in gun-free zones. They're otherwise what you would call soft targets. Additionally, we have to look at the pattern, and the pattern is not the gun. The pattern is not the shootings or the mass shootings. The pattern is at a high rate. They are young men or young boys that are committing these crimes. What do all of these young boys have in common? Normally, they are known to police. This shooter specifically was known to police. He has a history of mental trauma or trouble. He has gone to therapy. He somehow was able to purchase two very expensive weapons. And the mother
exactly.
didn't know. The mother didn't know.
Well, it was the grandmother, because the grandmother was raising him, and the mother was out of the picture, and of course he has no father.
Well, there you go.
So that's the other typical thing as well, is fatherlessness, you know, comes into play with all this as well. But you're right. Go ahead.
It's fatherlessness. It's broken homes. Some of these boys have been on some sort of drug, and if they are not taking the drug or they quit the drug, that can have consequences. And then let's look at the education system, shall we? We are raising young men to be girls. We are raising young men to be weak. They are often berated, bullied. And not by other students necessarily, but by the system in and of itself. We have this social or emotional social learning going on in class. We have transgenderism going on in class, and sex education for as young as four. You know, back in the day, when my father was growing up, actually, they learned how to shoot a gun in school. They understood firearms. They held firearms. They took classes on marksmanship. There was a very different generation at that time that was being raised, and those were being raised to be men, to serve the country, to love the country, to even go to war if they wanted to shoot guns. But this is a much different time, and I think there's a lot of factors that come into play, and the Democrats, of course, are always the first one who wants to blame the gun. A gun does not pick itself up. A gun does not shoot itself, itself at towards people. A gun does not kill people. It is the person behind the gun that is the perpetrator and responsible for this action. And until we start looking at the patterns of this behavior that has been happening time and time again, and at an increasingly alarming rate, more gun laws are certainly not going to solve the problem.
Exactly. Well, the idiocy, and I say idiocy, of of Beto O'Rourke about eliminating guns. I mean, the argument stands right in front of you. You got guns out of the picture. This is a gun-free zone. Look what happened. And you're saying, oh, let's duplicate that even more. Let's make everywhere a gun-free zone. What do you think's going to happen, knucklehead? Do you think the people are going to be safer as a result of no guns? If you think not, look what's happening in Los Angeles, what's in California, in New York. I mean, and all these other brain trust, experiment pods that said, oh, let's defund the police, let's get rid of the police. And then all of a sudden you have this rise in crime, I mean, to such a degree, Megan, that is the number three concern of the American voter today is the rise in crime. And so Beto O'Rourke and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden come up with this illogical conclusion that, oh, let's get rid of guns.
Yeah, there was some lefty journalist, I think, yesterday tweeting about it, about how when Greg Abbott, basically said the governor of Texas said that, look at California, look at New York, look at Chicago. They are basically the poster children of the fallacy that more gun laws will prevent crime, and yet they have the highest crime rates and the strictest gun laws. And so the lefty journalist said something like, well, yeah, but we did a report on that, and most of the guns come from out of state that come into the state. Well, yeah, exactly. So it's basically criminals do not follow the law. That's why they are criminals.
Novel, what an idea, huh? I mean, is that, right. Boy, is that genius right there? I mean, exactly. My goodness.
So what California and New York and Chicago have done is basically create a black market for the criminals to get the guns illegally out of state. So when there's a law, there's a criminal who will break the law. If you make a new law, you will just have a criminal that will have to break a new law. So,
exactly.
The fallacy, when it comes down to it, yeah. We just had, it was published in The Blaze that a Democrat socialist who's running for some seat in Washington, I think it's a state senate or state assembly seat, something like that, she's actually encouraging the homeless to break into abandoned or vacant properties and take over the properties in order to force the state to come up with like a free housing solution for all. So we have politicians, socialists, who are encouraging crime and at the same time want to take away guns. It's a lawlessness. The Democrats are a
exactly.
party of lawlessness.
And the people that will vote for her, those are the ones you want to set aside and said, okay, look, you need therapy. You need therapy, you need education to understand that is a stupid suggestion, right, on its face. And you're going to waste your vote on somebody? God forbid that person actually get elected. Because that's the kind of stuff
that... Washington State.
Well, that's the kind of stuff that doesn't need to be reproduced. That's insane.
Right. It is. But just watch. You get what you vote for, and... Washingtonians have been going further and further left, as we saw at the Chaz in Seattle, where Antifa
right.
took over blocks and blocks of the city, and the city looked the other way.
And somehow it was acceptable. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, like you said, your father, my father, never thought in their lifetimes that they would have to see what was happening with a country that they defended. And here it is before our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen. And it's up to our generation, the next generation right behind us, to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, it is madness, and you just wonder where you know, is there going to be an end to this? And I guess as far as Joe Biden and the globalists are concerned, the end will be when Klaus Schwab is the chief executive officer of the world and in full control of all the levers, as if he doesn't have, he doesn't have a handle on most of the levers right now. I mean, all this that's happening, you know, food shortages, fuel, the green agenda, all this is all part of this grand transition, the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama talked about. Now we've got this transition that will lead us to the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab is talking about, and the words that are coming out of Davos, Switzerland, which people, you need to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, when you have a Norwegian finance CEO, Kirsten Bretton, flat out just say the current global energy upheaval is a transition. You know, she described this as a transition while predicting mass shortages and economic hardship and claiming the pain is worth it. Did you vote for pain? Did you vote for this? I didn't. I never saw that on the ballot. But I guess, and of course, understand that this is all consistent with the echoes of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democratic Party. They're in lockstep with this, and they are predicting pain. And of course, this pain and mass shortages, I mean, here we are right now, Megan, crime, the rise in crime, number three concern of voters in America today. That's the third most important thing right now, is the rise in crime. You start having more mass shortages going on, and guess what's going to happen to the crime rate?
Right. And so this is how we know that this entire charade that we've lived through for 2 years was manipulated by the very powerful, implemented by the very powerful, and it was by design. Mm-hmm. It was unnecessary to lock the economy down on a nationwide scale. Many states like Nevada kept that lockdown going for much far too long. Nevada has the third highest unemployment rate in the country at or near 5%. I think it's 5% on the dot. We still have the massive unemployment. The amount of dependency on government spiked dramatically throughout the country. More and more people are now, you know, collecting from government, not going back to work, demanding that they have a living wage, which means provided by the government, not just the minimum wage, but government stipends in order to survive and live. Mm-hmm. We have a push for billions of dollars in affordable housing here in Nevada as well as across the country, which means basically government housing that's subsidized by the taxpayer, the elimination of single-family homes into multifamily vertical units. Again, you will own nothing and you will like it.
Yes, exactly.
And then on top of this, and we were talking on the break, and I think it's very important for people to understand that not only was the destruction of the economy by design, the overreaction was planned about, and so was the plandemic, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
But Fannie and Freddie and the Biden administration are thinking it's going to be a great idea. And Fannie and Freddie Mac, which are the government-backed mortgage lenders that control the types of loans that banks are allowed to give. Remember when 2008 and prior to that, 2006 leading up to the biggest financial and banking collapse in our country's history in 2008, they were giving loans to anybody. It was no doc loans. Oh, no, you right. have to prove your income. You can have a
exactly.
house. They did this under the guise of equity. They're like, well, we need to increase minority ownership and becoming a homeowner because that's equitable. And so what they did is they basically created a whole junk market for the subprime market, which crashed the financial and housing economy. Well, they're doing it again. They are going to do it again.
Because it worked so brilliantly the first time.
Right.
Yeah, but you gotta understand what was the objective in all this? I mean, you said, you know, for equity purposes, but now the objective is even more diabolical, because when you want to crush the economy and you see this vulnerability, and also it's kind of like, it's like the days of Maria Antoinette, just give them cake. So the cake now is going to be in the form of the American dream. We're going to give you a house instead of cake, right? and right. just to kind of keep you quiet while we merrily roll along down this yellow brick road to a global governance. And guess what? If the goal by 2030, which Klaus Schwab made quite clear that you just quoted, is that by 2030 you will own nothing and you will like it. So go ahead and go through all the shenanigans and Freddie and Fannie. Let's do this whole circus thing one more time. And at the end of the day, you're not going to own anything anyway. And so you're going to get this temporary delusion that, oh, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party and Barack Obama just love me and care for me so much.
Right. And so what Fannie and Freddie will do is, again, create a whole nother subprime market. This is like subprime 2.0. Mm-hmm. And you would think that if they didn't want to collapse the financial system or the housing economy, as we know, the housing prices have been going absolutely astronomically out of control. In Nevada here now, the cost of a single-family home has surpassed $500,000. When I moved here 7 years ago, it was like $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that type of increase in just a short time. So the only people that benefit from this type of economic idiocy, quite frankly, and destruction are those that will sit at Fannie and Freddie Mac, and they will take home tens of millions of dollars in bonuses, which, if you recall, Franklin Raines did.
Exactly.
He walked away with
138 or something like that. Was it 138
million?
Yeah, like
$138 million he walked away with. I think you're right. Something like that as a bonus for basically creating the largest financial catastrophe in our country. He was awarded for it, rewarded for it.
Yeah, because he was black, so he got covered by, you know, Sharpton and everybody, you know, all the black caucus protected him because they said, oh, you're just going after him because he's black. No, we're going after him because what he did was illegal and treacherous, and so the golden parachute for him was, you know, this severance pay of $138 million. Unflippin' believable.
Right.
Only in America. Yeah.
And so then you'll have, of course, the politicians who will benefit because then they'll blame the banks because they will not take responsibility or accountability for it. And then you'll have companies like BlackRock, which are basically Wall Street huge. They own everything. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that were buying up all of the homes, creating a housing shortage, creating a supply problem, which drove the cost of single-family homes up. But again, they want everyone to own nothing. And they will be happy, so you will now have a whole society full of renters. And so when the bottom falls out of the real estate market again, which will happen at a much faster and steeper rate than they would if they wouldn't meddle in the economy,
mm-hmm.
But now that government's entering the economy, they will create this whole new subprime crisis, the crash, and BlackRock will come in and sweep up all the foreclosures again.
Sure, at cents on the dollar. Cents on the dollar. It's amazing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then everyone else's homes are going to crash along with it because you will be selling single-family homes at a government-backed rate to someone who cannot afford it. And when then they default on their mortgage, then that price of the home will fall, and so will all the values of that neighborhood. You see how this works?
Well, here you are, Barack Obama's redistribution of wealth, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's like if you didn't learn the lesson the first time, well, okay, let's get back on the building on top and we'll jump off again to see if, in fact, maybe it was our mistake. Maybe we just misunderstood the law of gravity, right?
Right. And again, anyone that claims that Joe Biden is incompetent does not understand the enemy. Anyone who believes that the Democrats are for the little people do not understand the enemy, and they don't understand basic economics.
Yeah, the lack of courage of these lever pullers is so obvious, and they're hiding behind the suit of one Joe Biden. He's just a puppet. As my buddy from stream.org, John Zemerick, would say. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack will testify before the Senate Agriculture Committee starting this hour for more on the baby formula shortage investigation. President Trump confirmed in a statement Wednesday that he still intends to speak at an annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, which is set to take place in Houston later this week. Singer of American Pie Don McLean was scheduled to perform at the NRA event. He pulled out after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. The NRA's annual convention will take place from May 27th through the 29th. Texas Governor Greg Abbott Wednesday on the Uvalde shooter and his social media postings.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we're here to talk about how you can learn about the rising building material prices and how dramatically they are impacting home buyers. An unexpectedly quick rise in interest rates, rising home prices and rents, and escalating lumber and material costs have significantly decreased housing affordability conditions, particularly for entry-level buyers and renters. Historically, high price levels for lumber and other building materials are dramatically affecting home prices and rental costs, plus threatening the nation's economic stability. Year over year, the prices for building materials increased 20.4% and have risen 33% since the start of the pandemic. Production has also not kept pace with demand, and home inventories are lean, with the U.S. housing market being short more than 1 million single-family homes. With us to talk more about it is Jerry Condrey. He's the chairman of the National Association of Home Builders, and Congressman Mike Simpson from Idaho is here as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you for having us.
Well, Jerry, the first question is for you. Tell us more about the rise in prices for building materials like lumber.
Lumber is exponentially higher than it's been, you know, in past history. It certainly is the most visible building material product that is in the news. But we believe it can be fixed, We are working with our friends in Congress and with the current administration to try and put some of those fixes in place.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Simpson, what are you hearing from your constituency?
Well, I'm hearing from a lot of home builders about the incredible increase in price of building materials. In fact, I had a home builder talk to me. This has been probably a month ago. And he said he built a house before the pandemic hit. And he had, these numbers won't be exact, but they're really close. I think he said he had like $28,000 worth of wood in this house to build this house. He built the same house just a few months ago, and the wood prices for the same house were about $46,000. So, I mean, wow. It's dramatically increased the price of a house, which makes housing unaffordable, especially for first-time homeowners that are trying to get into housing and for rental properties and stuff. That's affecting all of us. And frankly, I'm concerned that the housing market is going up so much in value. People are having a hard time finding a home. I was speaking with a guy that had just moved to Idle Falls, where I'm from. He was a contractor after the site. He was had a really good paying job and everything. I talked to him after about 6 weeks he was there. I said, "Well, did you buy a house?" And he looked out in the parking lot and said, "Yeah, that fifth wheel trailer out there." And I said, "Have you been looking?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "I can't find a house to buy because the prices have just gone through the roof." And that's happening all across the country. And we've got to do something about it because I'm worried about another bubble. And mm-hmm. we've got to bring housing prices down. And at the same time, we have a housing shortage in this country, and we need to be building more homes, frankly.
Well, and what's going to happen is you're going to start – okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'd add that the congressman has that dead right. The average additional cost of a house today is about $35,000 in lumber cost.
Well, this is so painful, and especially you're considering first time home buyers, people that would normally be entering into the market. Congressman, I got to imagine you're going to be losing people because they've got to find a place to live and some place to affordable. Is there a place that they can go to, or are they just everybody's going to be in the market for a fifth wheel?
I don't know, but as you know, owning a home is the American dream.
Exactly.
That's what everybody wants to do. Your biggest investment for your retirement is your home. And we're making it so unaffordable for people, especially young people who are just getting married. They're finding it, as I said, not only to get difficult to buy that starter home, but they're finding it impossible to find rental, too, because rental prices have gone up so much. So there are some things we can do to hopefully address this. But if we don't, this bubble is just going to keep growing. And, you know, housing generally leads the nation in our economy. When the housing market is doing well, then our economy is generally doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But it can get overheated. And, in fact, I read an article the other day where the three most overheated housing markets in the country, not just in Idaho, but in the country, were Boise, Coeur d'Alene, and Idle Falls, Idaho.
Oh, wow. Right there in the state.
Incredible.
That is incredible. Jerry, what can be done?
Well, first, we've got to get our supply chain under control. Until we do that, we will continue to see fluctuations in the cost of building materials. Secondly, we've got to make our trade policy work. Right now, if trade policy that we have is not working, it's not supplying the needs, then we need to change trade policy. Those are the things that I said. There's a way to fix it, but we've got to work together with our friends in Congress and our friends in the administration to try and accomplish some of those two goals. And we really need a national housing policy. We don't have that in this country anymore. I was pleased to hear the congressman say that as housing goes, so goes the economy, which is 100% true. But we're 2 million homes short right now since the Great Recession. We've been underbuilding the pent-up demand, and we're 2 million houses short. So we've got to figure out a way to make that work. And I might add that 24% 26%, roughly 24 to 26% of the cost of a new single family home is in regulatory requirements. They set local, state, and federal requirements and regulations. I'm not suggesting that we should be an unregulated industry, but I am saying that there are some regulations that add significantly to the cost of housing and maybe not the full benefit to the public health and welfare. So if we work on those three items, you'll be able to bring down the cost of housing. Really, the real problem is, and the congressman pointed this out already, I should have just let him do all the talking today, because really, housing is the it is the great American dream. It is the foundation of middle class wealth in this country, and we've got a whole generation, I don't want to point to individuals, but millennials particularly postponed household formation and postponed buying a home, so they're entering the market later than traditionally the new home buyers of my generation and the next generation after me. And there's a multitude of reasons, and I would spend more time than you've got to allocate for me to tell you all the reasons that
right.
they entered the housing market late. But now they yearn for home ownership.
Exactly.
They yearn for home ownership. We're not able to produce an entry-level house.
Congressman,
so
we got to
that, and it should be a national power.
Well, Congressman, I want to get you in here to wrap things up. We got about 30 seconds. What key solutions do you see the Congress could do to help future home buyers?
Well, it was already mentioned that state and local governments and their regulatory requirements and their rules sometimes make drive up the price of housing. And that's something that I think that we could work together on. But as was mentioned, we're not trying to do things unsafely or anything else. But sometimes you wonder about the cost-benefit analysis on some of the regulations that we put into effect. So we can work with local governments and states to do that stuff. Also, negotiating a new softwood lumber agreement with Canada that will be very helpful. And one other thing that hasn't been mentioned yet, we don't produce enough lumber domestically to supply our lumber needs in this country. We need to open up our public lands so that we can have responsible, environmentally safe logging and get some of this wood off these public lands. And if we don't, it's going to burn anyway.
So right, exactly.
We need to change our policy on timber and so forth. And those are some of the things that we can do here in Congress.
Jerry Conner, the chairman of the National Association of Home Builders, and Congressman Mike Simpson from Boise, Idaho, has been with us. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Abby Bear Carroll joins us. It's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Abby, how you doing?
Doing okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, it is tough all the way around, and I know that you're still grieving, you know, the loss of your mom, and, you know, our prayers and our hearts are with you and Dr. Ted and the family, and, you know, boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's kind of like when we lost our father. I said, you know, it wouldn't have been so bad if he wasn't just so good. You know, and there are some people in our lives that are just so special, so good, that the pain is in direct ratio to their goodness. You know, as much as they blessed us while they were alive, it is a tough deal. And I will just say, if it's any kind of comfort for you, I had to, you know, switch my mindset to envision that my dad was being born into eternal life. He was born into this world, 84 years before his passing, and at that moment in time, it was time for him to go home and return to where he belonged. And it was this, you know, you talk about a new birth. I mean, and God gave me a lot of comfort, and maybe that'll comfort you and your family as well, is that your mom is, boy, we know and you hear that all the time, but it's not a casual consideration that where she's at right now and for all that she was enduring for over 20 years. I mean, wow.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of hope that we have as Christians. I'm so glad that, you know, I have faith in Jesus and knowing that there's a wonderful life afterwards, because she did suffer a lot in this world because she had this autoimmune disease for years. And she also had five different forms of cancer. And and so, you know, the hardships of this world. And we know now that she can see and she's healed. She's in heaven. And you know, that's what gives us hope. And so, amen. You know, I want to say that to the people listening, that just have hope in Jesus, because it really will push you forward. Obviously, grief is an interesting thing, and every day I have a different emotion, but I do have that underlying hope, and I'm happy for that.
Well, God bless you, and our prayers continue, you know, toward you and your family. And, you know, again, I appreciate the vulnerability in our audience, you know, because we've been following this, you know, with your dad and yourself as well, you know, about your mom. So anyway, we're going from one, you know, one issue of heartbreak to another. And that has to do with the shootings that in the most recent shooting that took place in Texas at this elementary school. I mean, this is just absolute evil, Evie, that was thrust upon these young kids and these adults there at this elementary school, right?
It is so saddening because the ages are about 7 to 9, and it was, you know, those are ages of my nieces and my kids and my, you know, it just imagine that age group and any age group, you know, it's such a horrible thing. And so we pray for the families, all the families involved. We pray for Texas in general. We pray for everything going on.
And we pray that there is redemption in the midst of all this because we serve a redeeming God. And so, you know, what is the takeaway? What can we take away? I mean, the politicians immediately, it's all about gun control. But, you know, there's something I think much more important to appreciate from this kind of horrific, horrific carnage that took place.
Now, it's an interesting situation because if you read more about the shooter, he was actually addicted to video games, and the there's a lot of different video games. Video games is a huge platform, and he was addicted to video games and violent video games. And on his social media, he even posted the photos of his guns days before, and so social media takes a part in this, and the video games take a part of it, and media has an influence, and, you know, be mindful of what your kids are, you know, consuming their time and what they're doing, because it's not a good thing to be shooting people in the false reality world and
exactly
thinking that's a delusion, and that's kind of breaking down their barriers.
Well, we are what we read, what we eat, you know, what we fill our minds with, what goes in comes out. And this is something for, you know, our culture to really do. I mean, if we need to do a deep dive on anything, it is those influencers for this kind of behavior, whether we're talking about what happened in Buffalo or what happened here. And again, we serve a redemptive God who will not let this go to waste. And this is the opportunity in the midst of the grief and the heartbreak that's taking place. It's where is God? Where is God in the middle of all this?
Exactly, and we hope people turn their hearts to Jesus. You know, I know that a part of the problem is the depression and the mental health in the United States, and especially with teenagers and around the age of the shooter, who is, I believe, was 18. And, you know, that, and social media does have a part of it. Media has a part of that because they say it leads to a lot of depression. And so, you know, we pray that people turn to Jesus, that gives them the hope for the future, the hope for, you know, feeling loved, feeling confident, feeling worthy, feeling, you know, all of those senses of confidence that you get from knowing Jesus and knowing that you have a purpose in this life. And I think that teenagers and a lot of young people and even older people, you know, don't know the love of Jesus. And that's really what we want to impart to people. And so then, you know, they won't have this depression issue. Of course, you know, you can still deal with things. Obviously, there can be heaviness and there can be hardships that you have. And sometimes you can have depression, but you do have an intrinsic worth that you know that you're loved by God.
Amen. Well, again, this is an opportunity for us to really be discerners and focus in on those things that are good and understand those things that are evil, because in this plane they exist. And right now there just seems to be an intensification of this war of good versus evil. You know, are you sensing the same thing, or is it just me, Evie?
I am. I am, and we know that it's there. And it's, you know, from the beginning of time. But, you know, if we do bring in, infuse in the Christian worldview again, I think that that will help a lot and into the schools, into all elements.
Right.
You know, me and you believe, and our audience believes that that's a big thing that would be great to infuse into the schools and infuse into the areas of our lives.
Well, as much as possible, as much as we can individually, it's our self-responsibility to do that. God has called us to do that, to always be telling our children about those things that are good and righteous. And, you know, and yes, we can pray for everyone else that they would see. And maybe by the example that we set forth, Evie, that we would be so endearing and so attractive to them that they would say, you know, Evie, I want what you got. What is it you have that I don't have? And then that opens the door to a whole new life and understanding of what, you know, being people of faith is all about and followers of Jesus Christ. I want to talk about some movies that Movie Guide has reviewed, particularly It's the Small Things, Charlie Brown, huh?
Yes. Now, this is a good program because it's fun. We need some fun, wholesome
yes.
movies, right?
Yes.
To make us feel good in the hard times. And so this is on Apple Plus. So if you have Apple TV, then you can see this program. It's the Small Things, Charlie Brown. It's all about Charlie Brown. They're wholesome. They have morals. You know, the creator of Charlie Brown, Charles Schulz, he was a Christian, and he always included Christian elements. And so it's good that the family is continuing it. You know, his family has a part in these programs. And so, you know, it's just a good, wholesome program.
Well, excellent. Well, it's been a while, a couple decades, since Top Gun and Maverick was on the big screen, and it is coming back finally, huh?
It is, and we've given it a pretty positive review. Now, the one negativity there is there's cursing. But if you remember in the first one, there's kind of an intimate scene. They don't have that in this one. There's no kind of that stuff, so that's good. But there is cursing, so that's unfortunate. But there are some really positive worldviews, you know, moral worldviews and pro-America and some really good things about this Top Gun Maverick. So, you know, I would say, you know, older teenagers and above because of the cursing, but be mindful of that. We have a full, you know, outline of what the movie has in it at movieguide.org. But, you know, it's nice that they didn't include the intimacy scene.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, Netflix has kind of been a bit forward-thinking and has said to their employees, you know, this woke stuff has got to stop. I mean, this is not profitable. And they're encouraging their employees, you know, that if they want to censor content, then maybe Netflix is not for them. This is revolutionary.
So what they're saying to their employees is that, you know, if you're concerned about something and you want to censor some stuff, then just leave. What happened was is that there was a comedian, Dave Chappelle, and he released something and, you know, people were being sensitive about it. But Netflix said, well, we're going to release it and, you know, we're not going to do the cancel culture thing. You know, creatives can do their thing. You know, we believe you've got to have some sort of, you know, monitoring, cursing and that kind of stuff. But freedom of speech is obviously important. And so the cancel culture thing, I'm glad that they stood up from the cancel culture thing.
Well, we'll see things to come. I mean, maybe Elon Musk is, you know, kind of encouraging others to be of like mind and reconnect with our First Amendment right. What a novel concept, Evie, I'm telling you. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. It's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to